across the street was a very interesting family, and their last name was Lee. They didn't have television. They read newspapers all the time and books, and I was very intrigued because I loved to read. One of the sisters was Alice Lee, and she was a prominent and the first female lawyer in that small town. And her dad was the head of the firm. And then she had another sister named Nell Harper. And Nell Harper, I never could quite figure out what she was doing, but she seemed to come and go a lot. As it turned out, Nell Harper became known as Harper Lee when she wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. She was a very different image of any of the other women that I knew. And she wore black jeans and a white sweatshirt of some combination. And, of course, during that time, I still was having to dress up every time I went anywhere. And I just thought that was so wonderful that a woman could be free enough to wear what she wanted to wear and basically do what she wanted to do. And, for example, she would go out and play golf, and I would go over and say, you know, can I go with you? And she was very quiet and very private. And she would say, well, okay, you can go, but you can't talk. And that was very hard for me because I love to talk. But I never had any conversations with her after I got to be, you know, 9 or 10 years old. So she didn't know what an influence she had on me.